Good evening, Rav Osai. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's shiur is going to be very halach l'maisa, and also hopefully a little bit have some lumdus of the sugya, and we're going to discuss the malach of tofer in terms of sewing, S-E-W-I-N-G, but very specifically in terms of its applications to things like band-aids. And what we want to talk about tonight is temporary tofer, attaching things. We learned last week that tofer is not just sewing with a needle and thread and a shtok nadel, as Oma explained to us, but tofer, the Rambam tells us, is even gluing papers together. So I'll tell you a great example of papers that glued together that theoretically should be an iser d'oraisa, theoretically, based on our definition. Number one, if you have a band-aid that you wrap around your finger and you wrap around such that the band-aid closes on itself, so you're attaching the band-aid to band-aid, that should be an issur d'oraisa of tofer, because it's medabik niyaros, you're gluing papers together. Number two, diapers. There are different technologies in modern diapers. Some are, I think, Pampers do not have glue. Pampers have a very fine Velcro attachment. We're not going to talk about Velcro tonight, that's another discussion. But there were some brands, cheaper brands, maybe there are some cheaper brands now, that actually have a tab of glue. It's a sticker that you undo and you attach around your baby. And therefore, diapers, the question of attaching a diaper to a child would also potentially be an issur d'oraisa of tofer. You're gluing this tab to the bottom part of the diaper. Third of all, if you have stick-its, we know those post-its are those little yellow pads of paper that you could post in all kinds of places. And if that's going to be a problem of an issur d'oraisa to attach it to any specific surface that you want to attach it to. Now, every question that I just mentioned, all these three nafkaminas that I mentioned, you have to realize that there's an inverse issue as well. For example, if you want to undo the band-aid, that would be the opposite of tofer, that would be potentially korea. If attaching the band-aid is an issur d'oraisa, then korea would be an issur, disattaching would be an issur d'oraisa. Similarly, taking the diaper off the baby, if it's an issur d'oraisa to put the diaper to glue the tab, the adhesive to the diaper, that would be an issur d'oraisa. So removing it would be an equal issur d'oraisa of not tofer, that would be the attaching, but the inverse of tofer, which would be korea. Third of all, if you assume that it's issur d'oraisa to put a sticket or put a sticker on a paper, then it would be equally problematic to remove it. Everything will have the same status. Putting it on was tofer and removing it is korea. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, if we're doing things that are only for temporary purposes, like a sticker that you just want on the paper, you know, to show what pasuk you're up to, and a few hours later you're going to move it to the next pasuk, or diapers that you want on the baby, you know, until he or she gets it dirty, so that's a few hours, or band-aids, which you're not going to leave on forever. Hopefully you maybe you'll take it off for Netilas Yadayim, or you'll take it off at the nighttime when you want it to air out a little bit, or either way you'll take it off in after 2-3 days. So maybe those issues, once they become temporary, as all these examples are, maybe that makes it not issur d'oraisa. Well, if it's not issur d'oraisa, does that solve the problem? If it's not issur d'oraisa because it's not shel kayama, it's not a tfira shel kayama, or removing them will not be a korea shel kayama, it might still end up being an issur de, of course, an issur de rabbanan. So this is what we have to figure out. Now, the issue of tofer is whether or not tofer that's temporary is issur d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, or mutter entirely, is actually based on a different malacha entirely. That is the malacha of not tofer, but kosher. When it comes to kosher, we know that you can make knots that are temporary knots. We know that we tie our shoes on Shabbos. We know that we tie our ties on Shabbos. That we know is mutter. Now, wait a second. If kosher is issur d'oraisa, it's one of the 39 malachas, tying a knot is a malacha d'oraisa. So shouldn't tying a temporary knot be only an issur d'rabbanan? Shouldn't tying a shoelace, a bow tie, a necktie, shouldn't those be okay? It's not permanent, it's only temporary, so shouldn't that knock it down to still be issur d'rabbanan? Why is it mutter entirely? So we're not going to answer that question, but we are going to see that if you do have a kesher that is temporary, it becomes not only issur d'rabbanan, it becomes actually mutter l'chatchila, which again, it's not that you all know intuitively. intuitively from the fact that you tie your shoes and your neckties. But let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Daled Sif Yud. Temporary, okay, you're asking a question. What does temporary mean? Temporary could mean two things. It could mean less than 24 hours. According to other shittas, it could mean less than 7 days. So let's assume, for argument's sake, we're talking about something that will, temporary means less than 24 hours, just for argument's sake. But that is a machlokas, which we're not really going to address tonight. So the Shulchan Aruch in the first source, Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Daled, talks about chosamos shebekarka. I don't really know exactly what this is. Maybe it's like a manhole cover. And it's tied. There's something tied. You're tying a manhole cover to something else. Don't really know what you're tying. But either way, says the Shulchan Aruch, yachol lehatiro. You're permitted to untie it. Delav kesher shel kiyamahu. Sharei omei lehatir. Since it is made, it is awaiting to be untied. It is going to eventually be untied. Therefore, it is mutar lechatchila to untie it. So anything that is omed lahatir, so for example, sometimes you tie your shoe into a double knot by mistake. So, do you have to leave your shoe on for the rest of Shabbos? Probably not, even though you're not supposed to tie a double knot on a shoe on Shabbos, but it's omed lahatir. And therefore, it will probably be mutar to untie if necessary. Another example where we're going to actually have to build on for a moment is in the olden days when they would manufacture shirts, a shirt, a blouse or a shirt, the tailors would, there would be a hole for the neck, and the tailors would, I guess this way the strings, I don't know exactly how they worked the neck hole, the collar, for on the loom when they would weave, but apparently the collar or the neck, the hole for the neck, which is called the base hatzavar, which makes sense, the place for your neck, would be tied up. Somehow that was part of the process of manufacturing or sewing, of weaving a shirt. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Shin Yud Zayin, that's the next source, matirin base hatzavar mikesher shekasho koves. Or maybe this is not even talking about the tailor, it's talking about the launderer, the laundryman, the Chinese laundryman. So that's a mutter to untie those knots, whatever knots, again, I don't know what the knots were, but she'eino kesher shel kayom, it's mutter lechatchila. Again, the second time we see in halacha that if it's something is a kesher when it comes to tying knots, that's temporary, it's mutter lechatchila. Now, if you don't mind, jump down to this levush. This levush is going to tell us something very important. Let me ask you a question. Let's say when you buy a nice suit or a shirt tied through the hole in the buttonholes. Through the buttonholes, sometimes they tie a little string with the brand name, with the price sometimes, with how to care for the garment, and they tie it with a little knot. It's tied a string with a knot. Now, how long is that knot supposed to be there? How long is that string supposed to be attached to the beged? Well, it depends how quickly they sell it. If they sell it in the first few weeks in the store, it'll be a few weeks. If they don't sell it till, you know, two seasons, it could be on the beged for a year and a half. So let's say I forgot to remove that before Shabbos. Am I allowed to untie that knot on Shabbos? Here we have an incredible levush. Join me inside for this levush, which is going to have far-reaching implications. Says the Levush, how long, when the Shulchan Aruch told us that you could untie the strings that the launderer tied the neck, the collar with, whatever that tie was, how long was that knot supposed to be there for? Says Levush, Matirim beis hatzavar mikesher shekasho koves, you could untie that knot, she'enu kesher shel kayam, which is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch said. You could untie that knot that the laundry guy put into the shirt. But now look what I underline. Shelo kasho hakoves sheiskami zman rav. The launderer, when he tied those knots to the shirt, he was going to put the shirt into the dry cleaning machine, and he tied it so it wouldn't fray. How long did he tie those knots for? Rak ad shezei yikochenu mimeno. He only tied it until you pick up the garment, or until you buy it from him. He doesn't say 7 days. He doesn't say 24 hours. He just says, as long as people, until it's going to be needed. You see from this Levush that the definition of temporary could be as long as until it's needed. But if you need it at some point, and it's built in that when you need it, you're going to untie it, it's going to be mutter to undo. Let me give you a very practical application. Let's jump away from kosher. Again, what we've been talking about until now is not really our discussion for tonight. What we've been speaking about until now is two Shulchan Aruchs and this Levush who's talking about untying a knot. Our discussion is unsticking a sticker. Let's talk about unsticking a sticker. Let's say you buy a Band-Aid. You buy 100 Band-Aids in a box of 100 Band-Aids for $3.99 from CVS, $7.99 from CVS, and you get 100 Band-Aids. You come home, you need a Band-Aid on Shabbos. What do you find sitting on top of the adhesive of the Band-Aid? There's a little white tab on each flap of the adhesives so that you take off that flap and then you could put the sticky part onto your body so that the gauze will cover the wound. I have a very simple question for you. That adhesive is a sticker that's stuck to this white covering that protects it. How long has it been on that? How long has that white sticker, that white sheet been on the adhesive part of the tab of the Band-Aid? It's probably been there for about 3 months, maybe 5 months. It depends how long it sat on the shelves in CVS. It depends how long it sat on the shelves in the company's warehouse. It depends how long, it could be months. It could be months. How long the shipping took, where the shipping was from. So is removing that white tab from the adhesive part of the Band-Aids, is that removing something that's temporary or something that's permanent? Well, if it's removing something that's permanent, for example, by virtue of the fact that it's been there for 5 months, that should be asur d'oraisa. You hear that? If you leave the shiur right now, you'll assume that taking the plastic plastic tabs off a Band-Aid should not just be asur, will be an isur d'oraisa, a tolda of korea, because something is permanent, it's been there for 5 months, and now that you're taking it off, you're unsticking a sticker, basically, that's been there for in a permanent state for months. Should be asur d'oraisa. But wait, what does this levush tell us? This levush says that anything that you're gonna undo when you buy, when the consumer buys it, when the consumer needs to use it, it's gonna be undone. That's called temporary. So according to this levush, all of a sudden you take this asur d'oraisa, removing the tab, and you knocked it down to temporary. What's the halach of temporary for something that's sticky? We didn't get yet. We saw the kosher of temporary is mutu l'chatchila. What about tofer or korea that's temporary? That we didn't get to, but we at least achieved that it's not going to be d'oraisa. I'll give you another example, and there are dozens of examples like this. You buy a box of diapers, and you want to take the diaper, and let's talk about, again, not the Velcro diapers, but the diapers that the tabs are adhesives. And when you take a diaper out of the box, it is stuck. That adhesive is stuck on the tab of the body of the diaper. And before you put on the baby, you have to undo the sticky part, put your baby inside, and stick it back onto the baby. Stick the sticky part back onto the diaper where it's supposed to be attached. So once again, that adhesive has been stuck to whatever it's stucking to on the side of the diaper for months. You come, after it's been stuck together for months, you buy a box on Tuesday, you buy a box of 50 diapers on Tuesday, you use some on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you open up a diaper on Shabbos to change the baby Friday night, Shabbos morning. You just undid a tab that had been closed for months. That should be, you're ungluing that which was glued, that should be an isur d'oraisa. And it's permanent, right? It's been there for months. Comes this levush that we just learned right now with this wild, incredible chiddush to teach us that anything that was only supposed to be there until the consumer buys it or uses it or takes it home or puts it to use, that's considered temporary. Tremendous kula that we could see is going to be very important in determining what is defined as temporary or not temporary. Now, I would like to take us to the next step when it comes to shift ourselves from kosher to tofer. Now, the reason why I have to do that is because all the conversations we had, that which we know that temporary kosher is mutar l'chatchila was only taught by kosher, and that we only have sources in Shas from kosher. What about tofer? When I glue something together, or when I disattach something that's not that I'm untying a knot, but I disattach something that is adhered, there's adhesive, like we were speaking about, you're pulling the tabs off, or you're going to put the tabs on. What if it's only to be done in a temporary way? Will that also be mutter in tofer, just like we see it's mutter by kosher, or not? So here, there is a very important Mordechai. It happens to be, there's some historical information about the Mordechai that I'd like to share with you. First of all, he was quite early. He was born in 1240, and believe it or not, he was murdered. He was murdered when he was 58 years old. Where? In Nuremberg. Believe it or not. Nuremberg, Germany. He, his wife, and his five children were murdered in Nuremberg. Interesting to know that his wife was the daughter of Rav Yechiel Mipariz. Rav Yechiel Mipariz is very well known as having traveled to Eretz Yisrael, I believe, probably in the early 1200s, maybe the mid 1200s, and he visited Har HaBayis, and he wrote about visiting, I don't know if he himself traveled or he wrote about halachas that would apply to Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. And he, of course, is a Talmud of Marami Rotenberg. And interesting to note that he, his wife, and five kids were killed in Nuremberg. Okay, anyway, says the Mordechai. The Mordechai is talking about a certain kind of sleeve. I don't know what this sleeve looked like, but it was a sleeve that had a drawstring in it. And the question that we're going to see is if you have these sleeves that are somehow sealed, and you're going to pull out the string. Let's see if we could figure out what it looked like. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. But we're going to learn a halacha of tofer in something that's temporary. So let's see what the Mordechai says towards the bottom of page 1. Hamochet chut shel tfir. You have a string with which you were sewing, and you pull it out. Hamoseach, I'm sorry, you pull it taut. Im kein b'nei adam. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. Fine, says the Mordechai. Those who sew their sleeves with a string or some kind of little rope, and as you stretch out your hand, that makes the sleeve get loose. I don't know exactly what it is, but imagine, let's say you're wearing short sleeves, and the short sleeve has a ribbed edge so that it sort of hugs your arm. But if you would stretch out your arm or flex your muscle, the ribbing would get bigger. Well, that's why we have ribbing, that it adjusts. But before they had ribbed garments, they had a string inside the garment. And as you would flex your muscle or extend your arm, it would be pulled. That string would be pulled taut. But when you put on the garment, you attach it. I don't understand what you're exactly doing. This is Aser. Aval, again, how his drawstring actually looked, is not really important to us. Aval kol nekev mukav tfira shechalal hanekev nira mutter. So apparently, if you have some kind of tofer that's like this sometimes, like that sometimes, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch who passed this halacha, asur l'moscho, unless you have this special channel where you have this string inside of it, then it might be mutter. But otherwise, we have to assume that if you have this temporary sewing, it's going to be asur, based on this Mordechai. So, as I sort of wrote on the top of number 2, if you have a separate channel that was, again, you know, like our hooded sweatshirts, maybe it would be mutter. But other than that, if it's just string with a fabric, pulling that tight would be usr, even though it's temporary. So
you have certain people that put on these fake bottoms to their sleeves, and they elongate their long sleeves. Would that be what he's talking about?
I have no idea. I really don't know. It's a mitzvah I'm not familiar with.
I think it's the blank. Instead of buttoning shirts like we do today, there were no buttons then. Buttons were expensive. So they used to tie you need a larger hole for your neck, your head to go through, and then you would tie your shirt closed.
That could be. But apparently he says if there's like a separate channel like we have, again, like a sweatshirt has those, or sweatpants has that channel throughout the width of the,
well,
either the waist.
It goes around the neck. Usually we see it where it goes across, like on your shoes.
Okay. Right. So that the way we have it, it would be much, but if it would be part of the beged, he says that would be aser. Even though it's temporary, you do it on and off. And that's what we have to come out with. Which means, what I'm drawing out, regardless of, you know, without getting into the details of how this shirt looked like, or this sleeve looked like, or this collar looked like, what we need to isolate is that this is a case of tofer that's temporary, and it's usur. Why is that important? Because we said 5 minutes ago that when we talked about kosher tying knots or untying knots that are temporary, we said it's mutar lechatchila. And here we're saying that tying, that I'm sorry, when it comes to tofer, sewing, even though it's temporary, it's usur. So you see that all the kulas that we wanted to suggest when it comes to knots and their temporary status, that will not help us for tofer. And therefore, even if you consider any of these adhesives like band-aids or like diapers or like post-its to be temporary, it doesn't help you. It's still going to be usur. Maybe it'll only be a drabban, and that could be, but it's not going to be mutter. So if we stopped here, it should seem that adhesives on diapers, plastic attached to the band-aid adhesives should all be usur. Now comes the Rama and doesn't necessarily solve our issue. He does, however, say something that we're going to have to focus on. And this line, these two lines are going to have to be analyzed to figure out what the Rama holds. Says the Rama in Hilchos Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel in the middle of page 2. There he's talking about a situation that I mentioned it between Mincha Marav, those who are here. If you have a pair of shoes in the olden days, like, think of it when you go to the store and you buy a pair of not sneakers, not shoes, usually Crocs or slippers. Sometimes they have a little string that connects them. We often have a plastic string. Imagine there was something more significant, that bound these two shoes together. So that when you buy one, you buy the other one with it. You don't want to get mixed up. The worst thing that could ever happen is you buy a shoe, you try on the size 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm a 13. You're probably a little less than a 13. And you come home and it fits you great, and then you put on your left shoe and it's a size like 7.5. So you don't want that to happen. So in the time of, I guess, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, there would be a little string that would attach the two shoes together. And the question is, are you allowed to cut that on Shabbos? So there's this little string, or more than a string, maybe a little beads, a band of fabric, a band, I don't know what they connected it with, but look what the Rama says. V'chein, says Rama.
Leather.
You think it was leather?
That's what they used.
Okay. V'chein, asur l'natek, to disattach, o lachtoch, or to cut, zug shemun alayim hatfurim yachad, that are sewn together. You have a pair of shoes that are sewn together. So here, the fact that they're sewn, maybe it wasn't leather, maybe it was. Maybe it was the leather was sewn onto one side and the leather was sewn onto the other side. You cut the leather down the middle. You took out the stitches. Don't know. Either way, it's usur. What do you mean? But how long is that leather going to be there, or that stitch going to be there, or that band going to be there, that attachment going to be there? It's going to be there until you want to use it. Nevertheless, and it's temporary, right? The Levush said, oh, that's temporary. That's temporary. Says Shulchan Aruch, I couldn't care less. Says Ramai, I couldn't care less. Even though it's only temporary, it is asur. So you see that undoing a tvira, in English that's called being korea, if you do a kriya that is temporary, it remains asur. And now look at the next powerful six words. De'ein chiluk b'tvira. When it comes to tofer, and of course it's inverse korea, there's no distinction bein shel kayama le'ein shel kayama. It don't matter if it's temporary or permanent, it's always going to be usur. And if for all the leniencies that we identify when it comes to kosher, and all the leniencies that we thought should be mutter, oh, it's temporary, it's only until you buy it, that makes it temporary. Sorry, buddy. Those are great coolers when it comes to kosher, and matir, that malacha, but not the malacha of tofer or koreya. So we're in big trouble. At this point, we cannot, not, certainly according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as well, at this point, we cannot take off the adhesive to a Band-Aid, a diaper, certainly not a Post-it. Concludes the Ramah, v'yesh matir b'tfir she'en shel kayama, shin kaf is shel kayama. Some people make it when you have this temporary status, this temporary attachment. So how do you paskin? So I'll tell you, what happens when you have a stam and a yesh omrim in the Ramah? So the Klali HaPsak sometimes say you follow the stam, you follow the first opinion, which means that it's usr. But here we have something a little funny. The last four words, v'ein lahatir bifnei am ha'aretz. Don't be makel in the shaila in front of an am ha'aretz. So if I tell you, some say it's usr, some say it's mutter, but don't be makel in front of an am ha'aretz, what is the Ramah telling me with those last four words? If I say don't be makel in front of an am ha'aretz, that means it sounds like maybe mi'ikr hadin, some poskim say this, not everybody, but some poskim say, mi'ikr hadin, it's really mutter, but if somebody who's not so learned will be watching you, he'll think that it's mutter to always be tofer, or always be korea, and he might even do it by a thing that is permanent, shel kayama, so therefore avoid doing it when there's an am ha'aretz watching. But really, it's mutter, because it's temporary. That's how many people would like to learn this Ramah. Now, based on this, we could really say a very strong svara that a very strong svara when it comes to a Band-Aid. If the Ramah is paskening that a temporary, if the Ramah is paskening that a temporary tofer or korea is mikra hadin mutter, but don't do it. You're never allowed to do it even for a temporary thing because it's people might misunderstand what you're doing and might think you're also allowed to, you know, disattach or attach things when it comes to in a permanent way. Can I ask you a question? You have a baby. How long, right, Ellie, you have a baby? How long was the longest you ever left a diaper on your child?
6 hours.
Let's say you put the baby to sleep at 8 o'clock, and you left it on the whole night. One diaper, if you're lucky, you didn't have to change the diaper during the whole night. You left it on for 10 hours, max. I can't imagine ever leaving a diaper, certainly during the day, you have to change the diaper a few times. So putting on that diaper, if I would watch you put on that diaper, would I assume that therefore you're allowed to do something that's shel kayama?
Maybe you don't know there's a difference.
Maybe I don't know there's a difference. But one could argue that if there's something that is absolutely evident that it's only done in a way that it is temporary, maybe we could argue that even the Ramah, who says, don't do it, b'fnei am ha'aretz, ein lahatir b'fnei am ha'aretz, maybe he would agree that since mi'ikra hadin it's mutter. The only problem is that people are watching, they'll think that it's mutter even for permanent, which is not true. Well, if you do something that everyone perceives as being temporary, like a diaper, which nobody would leave on for 24 hours, God forbid, we call the child services if you leave the diaper on for 24 hours. Yeah, I'll change you. We get 7 diapers this week, kid, and you make sure you don't use more than a diaper a day. You know, we're on a budget here. Times are tough. No double diaper days. We want a 1 diaper per day. You know, that's your allotment this week, sweetheart. You know, nothing more. We'll send you straight. They'll lock you up if you do that. So maybe the Ramah says, Ein lahatir b'fnei ha'aretz, but maybe something like a diaper where it's muchach mitocho from a diaper's metzias is always temporary. Maybe even the Ramah would be matir you, according to this reading of the Ramah, to attach and therefore disattach a diaper. Keep in mind, the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold like that. Keep in mind, the first opinion of the Ramah didn't hold like that. Keep in mind that even this is a stretch to say that, oh, even the Ramah would agree, even though he says don't do it because people are watching, but if it's something that everyone realizes, that would still be mutter. Okay, so you see this is a little bit of a difficult, starting to see a little bit of the complexities in this sugya. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa deals with the issue of taking off those plastic adhesives from the tabs. If you look at the Shmir Shas Kehilchasa, the first edition, in Perek Lamed Hey, Halacha, maybe Chavav or something like that, it actually says that you're not allowed to take off the plastic, the white tabs from a Band-Aid on Shabbos. And similarly, you're not permitted to take off the sticker, the sticky part from the diaper. You're not allowed to open that up on Shabbos. That was the first edition. What does that mean? That means that he didn't hold from the Levush that we said. It means that he didn't, either he's holding that temporary doesn't help, or he holds that even if it's temporary, let me rephrase that, either he holds it's temporary doesn't help, or he holds that the fact that the tabs have been there for months make it permanent. So there is no room to be mekel. There's maybe room to be mekel if you define it as temporary, but if it's not temporary, there's no room to be mekel at all. But in the second edition, he actually changes what he said. He says that there is room sometimes to be mekel if necessary, b'shas hadchak, based on the levush that we learned together a few minutes ago. The levush who said that if something is left there until the time that it's supposed to be used by the consumer, that could be considered temporary, even though it was there for 5 months. That's a big kula, right? Without that levush, I would have thought all the band-aids that are the white tabs that are attached to the adhesive part of the band-aids, that's a permanent thing. That's a permanent fixture. It's been there 5 months, right? Somebody asked, how long is temporary? I said, a day, a week. But 5 months, everyone agrees that that's permanent, right? So according to the Levush, you have a leniency. The Levush told us that no, anything that you plan on removing that's manufactured so that it would be removed, that's considered temporary. Oh, if you hold from that Levush that it's temporary, A. And B, you hold that something that's temporary is not considered tofer, that we could extend the coolers of kosher also to tofer, which we saw is not something that everyone agrees to, then maybe with that Levush, we could have this heter to take the Band-Aid adhesives off. And that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Shmir Shalas Kilchaza says in the second edition. And Bishas Adchak, if it's absolutely necessary, then one would be permitted to remove those adhesives and consider it to be tofer that's temporary based on this levush. So what does it mean? Halach lamais. It means that sometimes your kid gets a boo-boo and you want them to be quiet. You know, they're annoying. And they say, oh my gosh, my finger, I stubbed my toe, you know, I banged my nose. Okay, I'll give you a Band-Aid. So I don't know if you should do that. To take off that tab is getting into a big machlokas. First of all, maybe even if it's temporary, first of all, it may not be temporary. Maybe it's permanent. It's been there for 5 months. And even if you hold from the levush, that since it's made to be taken off, made to be removed, that makes it temporary. Well, who says that just because it's temporary, it's mutter? Maybe the heter of temporary is owned by kosher. But we don't apply the din of a heter to temporary korea and tofer. And therefore, maybe you're getting involved in something that might be usser, mide oraisa, maybe even? There's certainly a tzad to say that. I'm not saying it is a safik oraisa. So certainly, if there's no shah, if it's not a shah, if you don't need to, you want to quiet your kids, so give them a lollipop. Give them a bowl of ice cream. Don't give them a Band-Aid just to quell their screaming or their crying. Unless they're crying and there's nothing else that you could do until you give them a Band-Aid. If you have a little tiny cut that on a Tuesday you would put on a Band-Aid, but on Shabbos you don't really, it's not a big deal, so maybe you shouldn't. If it's Shas HaTchak, if it's a real cut, or you can't use your hand normally because it's just, I'm not talking about Hilchos Refuah. I just mean it's uncomfortable, you want to... It's some kind of cut that's somewhat meaningful, somewhat almost significant, then that would be called a Shas HaTchak. And then we'd be mekel and say, okay, we'd be mekel to allow you to consider this to be temporary, even though it's been there for 5 months. And B, that the fact that it's temporary, okay, that is significant and that will be a meaningful kula. You have to hold from both of those criteria. Then B'Shas HaTchak will allow you to take off those white tabs. That's the psak, indeed, of the Shmir Shas Kilchasa. So some of this has to be, okay, let's apply that same logic to diapers. When you have these diapers that have this tab, this adhesive tab, again, when you buy diapers nowadays, many of the brands have Velcro, or you think it's glue, it's not glue, it's a tiny Velcro. Velcro is a very fine, it's a finer Velcro than the regular Velcro that you have like on a shoe. Or a sneaker. It's a little bit of a finer Velcro. It's a very tiny Velcro. What's that?
I remember as a kid that my parents used to pre-open the tabs before Shabbos.
That is correct. The older diapers, certainly that before they had this Velcro technology, were tabs, and the proper thing to have done to do would be to open the glue tabs, based on what we're saying. That would be the most lechatchila thing to do, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah, the Shmir Shas Kilchza does paskin. Yes, that would be the proper thing to do when you're dealing with glued adhesive tabs, because you see how tenuous this kula is. Again, A, you're considering, we might, just because it's temporary, it doesn't make it mutter. And even if it is temporary, if it's been there for 5 months, maybe that's not called temporary. Okay, so you have to hold from both kulas that A, temporary is mutter, and B, even though it's been there for 5 months, since it's made to come off, Lavush said that's temporary, which is a strong...
I never heard this, though, by a Sefer Torah with the Gartel. So if you have, like, your second Sefer Torah for Rosh Chodesh or something on Shabbos, this should be the same issue.
No. We're only talking about anything that's... no one's going to say that something that's buttoned or zippered or Velcroed for a long time is a problem. So
we're talking about the old style Sefer Torah that you have to tie the bow, the knot.
It's
kosher. So kosher is mutter if it's temporary. So...
That won't be temporary because it's a Fisher Rosh Chodesh Sefer Torah. They're not going to open it up for a month.
For a month, that's true. But I assume they don't use a knot. I hope they don't use a real fisherman's knot. If they use a fisherman's knot, a sailor's knot on the gartel, then that tack would be a problem, possibly. Right, so a buckle would be mutter, a keshish and a shalkeim would be mutter, buttons, zippers, all those would be okay. Now I want to raise another issue. Let's talk now, we talked for a few minutes about glue, about taking off the tab. What about, let's say I did what your father did, Rav Moshe, and I undid the tab before Shabbos, so now it becomes temporary. Right, by undoing the plastic, the glue before Shabbos, now putting it back on the adhesive strip, you just made it now a temporary because it's made to, fix. When the baby's gonna get dirty in the next few hours, I'm gonna have to reopen it when I just opened a few hours prior. So that's temporary. Oh, so once it's temporary, so let's assume that sticking things that are temporary is okay. But let me ask you a question. Let's say I have my diaper on the baby. Let's not talk about a diaper. Let's talk about a Band-Aid. I have the Band-Aid on my finger. And it's wrapped around my finger. Let's say it's attached to the Band-Aid. Band-Aid onto Band-Aid. So that would be... how long does it stay there?
That's a double problem.
I'm talking about taking it off. I'm not talking about how to put the Band-Aid on. I'm talking about how to take it off. You have a Band-Aid that's wrapped onto your... not wrapped around your finger. It's wrapped around your finger, but it's Band-Aid onto Band-Aid. Glue onto glue. It's the fabric of the Band-Aid is attached to itself. That's how it stays on your finger best, right? So if that's the case, what are you going to do with it after you're done with this? You're going to throw it out. So that means that it's pointless, garbage, whatever you want to call it. Could we argue that if you don't need something, that itself could make it a temporary connection? Let me say that again. Let's say you have something that is attached, but will be thrown out in its attached form. Do we consider that permanent or not?
So it's a shomer?
I have this Band-Aid that's glued to itself on my finger. When I don't need this Band-Aid, I'm going to take it off as is, as a ring. I'm going to throw the ring into the garbage. Maybe the fact that I'm going to throw the ring into the garbage, should that make this be considered that it was only a temporary attachment? It's going to be attached forevermore. It's going to stay in that until it biodegrades in, 6 months from now, 3 years from now. It's going to stay attached to itself. If it's plastic, it'll never biodegrade. It's going to be that like that for all of eternity. And therefore, we have better, pray that Hashem saves us from the climate crisis. So therefore, we should all not buy plastic Band-Aids so that we can save the environment. But whether we buy plastic or other kinds of fabric Band-Aids, you're going to keep it intact with that ring closed forever. So That means if you put the Band-Aid on, you're attaching it forever. That would be Tofer D'Oraisa. The Rambam told us that if you glue papers together, that's a tolda of Tofer, and it's Aser Mide Oraisa, right? Avos and toldos are both Aser D'Oraisa. Sewing with a pin and needle and thread, that's an Av. Gluing papers together is a tolda. If it's permanent, it's going to be D'Oraisa. So you take the Band-Aid, you tie it on itself, and you leave it attached to itself. Is that going to be Tofer D'Oraisa? Is that a Chiyuv Skila? Because even after you take it off, you're throwing it in the garbage, it's going to stay attached for all of eternity. I want to share with you an incredible Maril Diskin, which is quoted here on the bottom of this piece in the Shmir Shavas Kilchasa, about four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. And Maril Diskin has a proof to Aris Sugya from the most incredible place, from Yuma, from the Seir L'Azazel. What did they do before they sent the Seir L'Azazel off the cliff? Kashu Lashon Zahoris. Do you remember the Lashon? Between its Ben Karnoseha. They tied a red string between its horns. And if you look at the Gemara there...
Today's daf also.
What?
On today's daf.
Oh, it's today's daf. I didn't even know that. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm not familiar with the Gemara and Yuma there, but apparently, it says the Maril Diskin, the Gemara makes clear that kosher is not considered a problem there. The issue is all kinds of issues. You're taking it out of the tchum, who knows what. But kosher, the fact that you tie that knot, the Gemara doesn't raise that as having been a problem that we're matir and because it's a mitzvah. Or, you know, the Gemara doesn't raise that as an issue. It seems that it's not a problem of kosher. Can I ask you a question, I asked Maril Diskin? How long is that knot going to stay there? It's going to fall off the cliff, and then what's going to happen? All of a sudden, the knot's going to become undone? Mm-hmm. The knot will be there for all of eternity. It's going to be somewhere on the bottom of a cliff. There'll be a smushed head, and the two antlers with that string between them will be right there intact forevermore until it biodegrades. Thank God they...
Because it's kachim, it's different?
Kachim shouldn't make any difference. I'm talking about Hilchas Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
But it's clear, Maril Diskin proves in the Gemara that even though, you could shecht and do whatever you need to do for the Kabbalah, of course it's mutter. But the Gemara, it's clear from the Gemara there, again, you have to go through the sugya, that is not even considered an issue of kosher. Of course, if the Torah said to do it, we would do it because it's part of the avodah of Yom Kippur, but even without that. The Maril Diskin learns from that episode of the Lashon Shel Zahoris being tied around the horns, that something that you're going to throw away, it's considered temporary. Something that is meaningless, of course it's meaningful to tie that knot, but if it's meaningless to stay that way, you don't care for it to stay permanent. If you do something permanent because you want it to stay permanent, that's called permanent. If you do something that happens to be permanent in the way it's affixed one to another, but it's going to be thrown out right afterwards, that the Maril Diskin says, we have a proof from this, that that's not considered permanent. Wow. According to this Maril Diskin, you know what we just came up with? Two important kulas. One, let's talk about the Band-Aid ring. You take out the Band-Aid ring, you throw it away. So Maril Diskin says, since you're going to throw it away, it's not considered tofer.
Okay, but that's also different because that we know is going away in a few hours. The Band-Aid, you want it to stay on as long as it stays on.
Okay, so let's say it's still considered, it's not for a week. It's certainly not for a week. Oftentimes, sometimes you want it to stay on for 24 hours. That's true. Sometimes you don't even want it there for 24 hours. Sometimes you're going to take it off for washing for Shalosh Shittos. You put on another one. Or certainly you don't want it there for a week. Most people don't want a Band-Aid on their finger for a week unless they have a surgery or something, or stitches maybe. Another application, a diaper. I don't want to get gory, but those of you who remember having dirty diapers, I mean dirty diapers, after you finish the dirty diaper, what do? Well, if you don't want it to spill all over the place, the best thing to do is you fold it closed and you reattach the tabs and you throw it away as such. Can I ask you a question? How long are those tabs going to stay attached one to another? The Dori Doros. Again, you got to save the climate and don't buy plastics, but the Dori Doros is going to stay like that, right? So that should be what you just did to putting on the tab as you're about to throw it in the garbage. You just violate an Issa D'Oraisa on each one of those tabs that you attach one to another, those two sides, threw in the garbage. You just did two Issa D'Oraisa by throwing away this diaper in the garbage. Tofer, that's permanent. Oh, says Maril Diskin, no. You don't care about You don't care that it should stay like that. Once it's in the garbage, you're going to care what happens to it afterwards. And therefore, the Maril Diskin has this incredible kula, this incredible swat. It says, since it's going to go into the garbage, its permanence is meaningless, and therefore it has a halacha of temporary. And if we assume that tofer has a heter to be temporary, it would be permitted. So obviously, again, this leniency of tofer that is temporary is something that you should only rely on b'shas hadchak. Why? Because again, maybe the kula of temporary doesn't apply for tofer. Maybe it only applies to kosher, not tofer. That was a machlokas that we saw. Two opinions in the Rama. So therefore, I would advise you, when you're throwing out your diaper, you shouldn't do that tab. If you did, okay, the Maril Diskin said you didn't do an Issa Daraisa. But if you avoid putting that tab on, then you're definitely better off. So even if you do put the tabs onto the diaper before you throw it out into the garbage, on Shabbos, you should avoid doing that. Just to finish off this discussion, Ramosha apparently does not have a tshuva that addresses the adhesive of diapers and of band-aids. However, there was a Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, which was written by Dayan Pozen. Dayan Pozen is one of the Dayanim for, I don't know if he's still alive, he might have died a few years ago. I think he might have died a few years ago. When I was back in the Heights 20 years ago, I think he was a very, very old man. I don't know. Either way, Dayan Pozen wrote a very beautiful Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. He lived in Washington Heights. He davened in the Agud in Washington Heights, where I used to take my kids for Pirchei Matzei Shabbos. And he was one of the Dayanim for the Breuer's community. And he says there that you could look what I have on the bottom of page 3. I quoted an excerpt from his Sefer that is cited in the Shabbos Kitchen, page 94, Sofa B'Nimkon Shabbos Kitchen. The Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, he writes that I asked the Rav Moshe Feinstein if you're allowed to take the tab off, I think, a band-aid. And he said that it's mutter. He said that it's mutter. That's one important kula. So Rav Moshe seemed to hold that it would be mutter to disattach. I think it's because, as he explains here, the Issa, Rav Moshe has a chiddush, or Rav Moshe's sheet is that tofer is to blend two things to become one. So kriya is when you take two things that are one and separate them. But Rav Moshe says that tab on the band-aid is not one that you're separating to be, you know, if you have two things that are glued together, you rip them apart, you separate a thing that is one. But this white tab on the adhesive part, covering the adhesive part of the band-aid, that's not one that you're ripping apart. And that's why I think Rav Moshe might have been making on that case. Wrappers is a different shaila and beyond the scope of this lecture. Wrappers is a different issue, a different sugya. One second. It happens to be that in this shaila, the Minchas Yitzchak, that's Dayan Weiss from the Eidah Charedis, on the bottom of page 4, Taka was asked, are you allowed to take off this white tab off the adhesives? And he says, you know, I'm sorry, no, you can't. He says, because he doesn't hold from this Levush. You remember the whole Svara is that these tabs have been there for 5 months. If it's there for 5 months, why are you taking it off? It's permanent. So we said, oh, we have a svara of the Levush, that since it's planned to be taken off whenever it's going to be needed, that svara that we saw about, you know, the person who's going to cut away the, I don't remember if it was from the shirt or the shoes, I don't remember which one the Levush set his piece on. I think by the shirt, since it's going to be taken away by the cutaway by the consumer, it's not considered permanent. So the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't buy that. He says, you have these plastic tabs that are there for months, and then they're supposed to be there for months until you need to use a band-aid. And therefore, the heter to do something temporarily is only if it's not there for in a permanent way. This is there for a permanent way. It's there for it's supposed to be there for months, from the times it's manufactured in a sterile way in the factory, while it sits in the box and goes to the shipping to the distributor, to the retailer, and in your house until you need that Band-Aid, and therefore you don't have a heter to pull off the plastic. So not everybody's making this shaila. So therefore, I guess I would conclude, and we'll finish with this, with what the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa said, that one could try to be machmir to not take off the white tabs, but b'shas hadchak, then certainly one b'shas hadchak, there is room to be makel if necessary. Thank you all for joining us. And,